Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected.
Grand Rising, my kings and my queens. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. And I have one question for everybody. Do you have your crown on straight?
Music make me feel like each other. Don't understand what they say, I ain't
Mais ça va pas, mais t'es ta rêve. meters. I don't come kilometers. I don't walk that many kilometers. Learn from the teachers. I don't take for the game, she no pitas. I decide bad mind from a distance. But this sweet, I be a no more pitas. Oh, Dogunni Misha, show you the confirm for your speaker. This time I call trap six for assistance. Show me the blow your mind, Afghanistan.
Kilometers.
I don't walk that many kilometers. Learn from the teacher. I don't take for the game, she no pitas. I decide bad mind from a distance. Not this sweet, I be yellow, my pitas.
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on TKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Gina the Great and Pharaoh. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are tuned in on Facebook and those who are loyal and listening. Pharaoh, the floor is yours.
Blessed, melanated, rising, everybody. I hope everybody's having an exceptional day today. I know we are. I just want to first, as we start off the day, I just want to give thanks to life. I want to give thanks to God, our creator. I want to give thanks to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on air here this morning. And I just ask that today's show, let it be extremely entertaining. Let it be very educational. Let it be fun. And most importantly, let it be empowering to all our listeners this morning. Just keep everybody in a spirit of love, light, unity, and strength. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe. So we started a little late today. Let's be real with our audience because we had some technical difficulties. But that happens in live radio, right?
We're behind schedule.
It's all good.
We're behind schedule. It's just technicals.
It's all good. The only thing I could say to myself was I was sweating a little bit.
I got hot under the arms.
It did. No, a little bit. I'm not in my arms, whatever. It's all good. We're here. We're going to do our quick round table. How's everybody's week going?
Going pretty great, actually. We had a little bit of time off. I want to shout out DJ Bobby Payne because I went to the Grill and Chill on the 24th. Yeah, it was on the 24th. Yo, mans are shooting their shot in the place, eh? They're shooting their shots in the streets. And I'm not mad at it. I'm not even going to lie. Go ahead. Keep shooting your shot respectfully. Women, be respectful, too, because, you know, it's not always easy to shoot your shot in the streets like that, too.
Mm-hmm. When you say shooting their shot, are they going, psst?
No. I don't respond to
exactly. Okay, cool. Good.
I also don't respond to you being sitting with your crew of people and then saying, hey, miss, ma'am.
Okay, so what do you respond to?
you have to get up. I'm supposed to come to you.
No. I'm just saying, if someone wants to shoot their shot at you, what do you respond to?
You can come up to me and say hello in my face.
Call
me from the other end with all your other boys because I
okay so
I
you don't like you. Them in a group.
I don't mind you being in a group. Don't catcall me from the group.
I hear you. Okay. Right? Mm-hmm.
And so because if you do that, I will ignore you to the point where you think I'm hard of hearing.
Right.
I won't see you.
Got you.
That's a no go.
Okay.
And we talked about the relationship show and we were talking about deal breakers and I thought about it. I had to think about it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I think my real deal breakers too is entitlement and passive aggressiveness.
Okay.
Like I don't do well with that either from partners or people, period. Like I have a hard time with entitlement overall. So I want to update that. Yeah, I'm here. I'm sounding kind of eerie, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yep. I am. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But that's me. So let's go ahead and try to fix that technical difficulty and
use even more.
Who else's week's been great?
Well, mine's been great, but could be greater at this moment. Okay, good. No, it's a little bit airy still. Mm. You know what, guys? We're just going to have to go.
Yeah.
At this moment. So anyways, my week's been pretty good. Actually, Kaya, you do it because I'm just going to try and fix it.
Okay, no worries. That. Well, my week was interesting to say the least. We are moving into... I don't know what kind of weather phase this is. So I just been saying pretty much that summer is over. Like we collected our little 3 weeks of summer and I guess we should just be happy with that. The gods have spoken. But I'm questioning this harp machine. Like, you know, are they really using this to fix the weather up and make sure that we don't go outside, or like, what are they trying to really do to us right now? Because I've never seen such a gloomy Montreal summer. I don't know about you guys, but
I agree. I agree with that.
It just seems a little bit odd. And it seems like even when the sun is trying to break through, you'll see one big cloud just come through and just kind of wipe it out all of a sudden.
Yep.
So my week is looking strange right now. So I'm dressed for summer every day, mm-hmm. anticipating, because, you know, it starts off summer in the morning and then in the night, then it's back winter again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm dealing with some things. I got a little tan, but my knees is achy. So my body is confused.
At least you're honest.
No, it's true. My body is confused, to say the least. So this week was wishy-washy because the weather, and everybody knows, I've been talking about this for a year, you know, I'm very weather geared.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's looking weird out here, man. What do y'all think about this? What's your take on this weather machine?
I cannot stand it. I bought a lot of hot girl summer outfits and I can't wear them, and I'm mad.
Yeah.
And I'm mad. That's all I'm going to say. I'm real angry. I'm real mad. I don't have it. I can't. Look at this. I'm wearing pants and a bra. And I didn't want to wear
a bra.
I didn't want to wear a bra this summer. And I have to keep the boobs warm.
Oh, God.
That's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's serious right now. So that's my week.
All right, so it's my turn. My time off has been kind of, it was kind of exciting. So let me see. I had 3 birthdays.
Ooh.
Shout out to Phenomenal, Kayan, and Mummy. Birthday just passed. Mm. So that was dope. And then I have another birthday coming up. Young Huey is going to be 14. Can you believe that?
My
jeez. Jeez.
Wow.
Okay. For some reason, he wants me to tell everybody he's already 14. I don't know why. It's like it's just a couple.
You know, if children knew that, you know, being older is not the greatest thing.
Not
so
to jump
quickly.
Off. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit better.
He's at the stage.
Oh, he's gonna learn today.
Yeah,
he's gonna learn.
He's at the stage. He's like, hey. Yeah. So he's 14 already. It's a big shout.
All right.
And it's funny. I had a question. For you guys, like, at what age do you guys think it's okay to start listening to explicit content music with your children? Like,
with your children?
Yeah, yeah. Like, because you know to listen to it when you're not around, right?
Yeah.
Like, and
yeah, yeah.
You know what it is.
With
so
your children?
That's like, at what stage in your life experience do you get there?
Because the thing is, we've been listening to explicit music, if you really think about it.
Right.
Gene and Dinah, let's talk about that song. Okay,
yes.
That's a bad song,
that
period. And all these
song.
Little, like, songs that have hidden meanings and stuff like that, especially in the Caribbean community. So we've been listening to that as we're cleaning the house on Sunday morning and stuff like that. So is there an actual age?
Well,
I don't know.
Okay, but let me give you a little more context.
All right.
My children and I, we found it important to compare Biggie Smalls and Tupac music. Mm-hmm. So
okay,
right.
Now you didn't give it that context.
Listen,
but all right.
My mom introduced me to Dr. Dre.
Okay, so I'm trying to understand.
You play,
right?
But the child's supposed to know that when you're repeating the lyrics, you're supposed to blank out, bleep out the words. Like that's what you gonna listen to it. We know you're gonna hear it. You're gonna be in these streets and hear it.
You're gonna hear it, right? That's what I'm
just
saying.
Just know that you're not supposed to repeat what you know. You know they teach you don't repeat everything you hear.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So did that answer your question? Or?
I don't know. I don't have children, right?
Right.
But I can speak for myself. I can tell you that my parents never really hid anything from me.
Okay.
They never hid anything from us.
Okay.
So on the way to school in the morning, my father would light a joint, mm-hmm. and he would put on different music in the car. And I can remember people seeing that and being like, dang, like, what's that? But my kids could tell me all kinds of stuff. So they was like, look at y'all. And then they would leave. My father would say, let me tell you about her. Because people is out here doing things. But
right,
you know what? The relationship that you have with your children, I think, guards or manages or dictates how they're going to handle said music and stuff.
Right, exactly.
But I just want to give y'all a little something. I was young, and I was riding in the car with my stepmother.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to listen to old Clarence Carter music. And
okay.
One of her favorite songs was Strokin'.
Okay.
Now,
see?
We listen to Stroke, and I was in this. I'm
and you were singing it. Exactly.
And I was high. Stroke,
you were giving
me
the ad libs on top of it. That's the thing.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
Then she put on Candy Liquor.
Okay,
so I was singing
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
I got popped in the mouth twice. I did not even know that it was bad songs because it wasn't actually saying real curse
but
words.
Right. That's what I
so
said.
So we
right?
listen to music like that all the time. So we got in trouble for singing a song called Let Me Be a Teddy Bear. I know you heard it from a long.
Of course.
Okay, so we got beat for singing that song. We didn't know that it was talking about things.
Yeah.
So for me, I just feel like music is music. And you know what? If you teach your children, you know, what censorship is, right, then you should be fine.
Even like, songs like Let's Get It On.
Yeah.
As simple as that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and we were kids singing that.
Yeah. Out loud, baby.
Hard.
I just want this feeling. And you don't even know. Yeah, you don't just even know. Sorry.
No, and I guess what Kat's saying there, she's absolutely right. Because my children and I like, well, not just myself and my children, my whole household, it's very open. Like, and we like to make sure there's an open line of communications. There's like, you know, it's, we prefer that the children come to us, even whatever, wrong, right, whatever be the case, just come to us, keep it 100.
Yeah.
And you know, it's better that we have this, you know, just honesty, and we keep it 100.
All right.
So that's what it is.
All right. One of our listeners says, "Happy birthday, Huey. 14 already."
That's love. That's love. See, he's getting the love.
Yeah, he is.
So yeah, that was basically. And I'm on painkillers, but we could talk about that later in the show.
You're on painkillers?
Yeah, regular things.
Okay, what's that noise? Oh, your phone. Okay, so that's just going to go quickly because we got a very limited time. My weeks are good. I started working with the teenagers at the Coding Edge Black Community Center, teaching them about self-love and personal development.
Dope.
So that's doing good for me. Beautiful. Because that, for me, it's just like I'm learning teenagers. It's different. You know what I mean? They're different when they're 14 to 16 years old. You really have to hold their attention. They're really, they're not tough, but they try to be.
Mm-hmm.
They be trying it. You know, they test the waters. They do what Bow Wow is doing on the verses. You know what I mean? They be doing this. You know what I'm saying? So it's teaching me how to deal with them. What else? I'm rebuilding my website. That's very tough, but I love it. Guys, I tried my hand at DJing. Not this kind of stuff. You know, the two turntables and stuff like that. And I realized I'm the type of DJ, I'll choose the music for myself.
Oh.
I'm not a good DJ. It's not for me. Because I'm my own hype man too, right? So I was like, yeah, wow. And everyone's like, no, Trish, that's not it. But I'm a really good selector. So I can choose good music.
Okay.
Right? But I'm not a good DJ.
That sounds like most Montreal DJs.
Oh, man.
What happened?
They know. Anyways, they know.
I admit
I'm often in the club making gun fingers at the DJ. I'm like, he thinks maybe I'm shouting out the music, but he doesn't know. I have plans for you, bro. You are messing up my groove. My two-step is all off.
Yes.
Woo.
I love it.
Other than that, grateful for life and the positive folks around me, the ones who are listening, that pour into me and my journey. And it's been very eye-opening. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no negatives around me, and I'm very happy for it. But
amen.
Now we're going to jump into the headlines because we have to. So, where are we going? Okay. It's Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse, was killed during an attack on his private residence early on Wednesday, according to the country's acting prime minister, Claude Joseph, who has declared a state of siege in the country. So the attackers stormed Moïse's home at around 1 a.m. and fatally wounded the head of state, according to the acting prime minister, who described the assassination as a heinous, inhumane, and barbaric act. Talk about it, guys.
I don't know what you want us to talk about. I mean, because this is crazy. Like, as if there's not enough going on in Haiti. Like, there's, I don't know, man. I don't know. I think we've been talking about Haiti a lot in the news. I know that myself, the people in my family, a lot of them were supposed to go to Haiti and all those plans. Like, I mean, obviously prior to this happening, but it was hot in these streets. It's been hot in these streets in Haiti, and so everybody's plans have derailed. Airlines have stopped flying out there. I think right now only, I think it's Delta or American Airlines. I think they're the only ones who are flying out there right now. It's not, it's a little crazy. It's a little crazy.
All right. P, Kaya?
Well, right now, just due to the different things that we're seeing online, you know, they had some Pray for Haiti post because they say that a purge has begun. I'm worried about the people. I'm worried about the state of the land right now, because what it looks like to me is, and obviously we know it's an assassination,
right,
but it looks very well thought out. It looks military. It looks white military style. And so we do know that for many, many years now, Hillary Clinton, her husband and a couple other people have been running Haiti pretty much from the back burner. So right now what we're dealing with is we just looking at grand larceny. I think this is was a way for them to get into the bauxite, the oil, the different things that the country has to offer, and I think that they just assassinated a major player in order to be able to have some space to get in where they needed to get in to steal more.
Right.
So there's, it looks like for me, and I, if the people are that they, if they still have the fight in them, it now is the time. Mm-hmm. Now is the time to overturn the government. Choose a president, choose a leader, and stand at the forefront and start putting these people out. We do know that Haiti has been paying for over 100 years now to stay out of slavery, pretty much to pay. They're paying for their freedom.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the reason why Haiti is so poor is because all of these different countries have their hands in their pockets.
Right.
So right now, now's the time. Now's the time. I feel so bad for Haiti.
I'm telling you.
This is real. This is something that they're really dealing with right now.
All right,
That was very, very well said, Kat, because I second everything Kat just said. And but the only thing I would add is, like, I don't want to feel bad for Haiti. I want to send in a more uplifting energy. I know it's a season, they're going through something real rough. But Haiti has been the strength for the community to Haiti, and that's why the powers that be continue to attack Haiti. So this is something, again, like I said, it's to shake their spirits.
Right.
But it's like, I pray that really, like, they could evoke the spirit of their ancestors and start to realize that they're, that, you know, there's powers that be outside of them that are influencing what's happening in Haiti. And it would be awesome if, you know, just as a people, they could come together and say, you know what, it's like, it's time, as everything is crumbling, like we're seeing all over the world, things are just crumbling. It's time to rebuild new systems. It's time to do things differently. I would love for Haiti to stand, you know, independently. And I would love to see the rest of the globe support Haiti in their stance for independence.
I'd love to see France repay back Haiti from the money that they told them they had to pay.
See, but those things, like, those, that, well, that's awesome. That'd be wishful thinking. But those type of things, it's like, slave masters not giving back nothing. They're not doing that. It's just that, at the stage that we're in right now, it's just, but we have the strength to rebuild. We have the strength, like, we are extremely powerful as a people. So it's like, my thing is just leave us to our devices and we'll be fine, you know. And the powers that be know that, so that's why they keep coming back and hindering us and bothering us, and as we build our sandcastle they come and kick it down, because it's like, that's just, you know, how they stay. But it's really like, we have to, you know, just anyway, just continue to pray for Haiti, keep that positive energy up. I'm going to try to organize another viewing of 1804 just to remind people.
I watched it again.
Tell me it's not
wow.
Thank you.
Eye opener.
Yo, if you guys, I'm telling you, I keep telling people, if you guys have not seen 1804, like, holler at your boy. Like, it's something I want to make sure the community gets to watch, gets to take part in, because it will educate you on the power of Haiti. It will show you that we're all one people. It's not them and us. Like, we're, anyways, guys, just, you know, I'll digress on that. But again, my prayers go out to Haiti. I'm sending all kind of positive energy, and I know they're going to come out of this strong.
And on that positive note, we're going to go into Gina's affirmations and goals.
Oh, I didn't know we were jumping straight to
right
that.
Right time, plus. Yeah, because it's 7:45.
All right. I'm going to actually just start with my song then. How about that?
Like the alcohol, we can do that. For me, nah, that's way too reckless. I'd get too jealous. Could you be from the east or overseas? I learned my lesson. I'm way too western. Could you be my favorite ethnicity? I'm just undressing all of these sections of my thoughts.
Think it too hard.
But I really wanna live.
I can make as many songs on a lady.
That was Mystery Lady by Masago. Sorry. Our mics are hot today. They're picking up everything and everything. So I'm going to jump right into our... I don't have a affirmation or quote this week. I just wanted to actually do a plug. There's a new book that's out, The Beauty in Broken Things. There Are Three Sides to Every Story by Wesley Long. This just dropped. This is a Montreal author. So just briefly, just to give you an idea, Lisa has it all, brains, beauty, and personality. She could have any man she wants if she were just a little more self-assured. But Lisa falls for an older man named Daniel, who has already fallen for an older woman named Michelle. Loyalties get tested when the hard choices are made between friendships, love, and lust. So it's available for purchase on Amazon and Amazon Kindle. For those who don't like that handheld paper, paper books, you can get it right now as we speak on Kindle, ready to read, and it has it's Audible enabled too.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, so just so you know. So again, that's The Beauty in Broken Things. There Are Three Sides to Every Story by Wesley Long.
Good.
So, guys, as promised, it's Days of the Week in July.
Oh my God.
Pharaoh's favorite. This week's this week has some interesting stuff. So today is Scud Day.
What?
It's also known as National Savor the Comic, Unplug the Drama Day.
All right.
So tell me you don't like that day.
Yeah,
That's a good day.
I hate it.
That's a good day.
Wow.
Scud Day.
Hate today is such a strong word.
Happy Scud Day. You felt good? No? Thank you. That's
no,
my point.
I'm just saying.
In your eye. Happy Scud Day. Huh?
It's, it says to save the drama. You're being dramatic right now. You're being dramatic.
Pharaoh would have boxed me.
No, I'm just saying.
You felt happy?
Yeah, you felt that?
Yes, I did.
Happy Scud Day. Happy Scud Day.
You know what?
July 9th is National Sugar Cookie Day. I have to say it like that because every time somebody asks me to do too much, I'm always telling them I'm not your sugar cookie getter. You guys know where that's from?
No.
Dave Chappelle, bro. Y'all ain't right when he's doing Dylan.
Oh, shoot.
And Puff Daddy.
Oh, yes.
I'm not your sugar cookie yet. So that's a saying up in my family. We know what that means.
Okay.
The 10th is National Pina Colada Day.
Yeah.
Claro que sí.
My kind of day.
11th is Cheer Up the Lonely Day.
Aww.
You gonna say something about that, Pharaoh?
Yeah, what you gonna say about that,
P? That's nice. You guys call a person. What's wrong with you guys? You guys have no heart?
I call people all the time.
I don't. You know, I'm not gonna call it.
No, all right, call a person. Make sure they're okay.
Can 11th. I text them?
On the 11th of July.
I'm gonna text them.
I don't know if. No, it said call. It's a national.
Fine.
Church has no respect for
no, it says Cheer Up the Lonely Day.
Thank you. Okay. So I could be
it
like,
does say,
I could sing a song and a voice message and send it. Ooh. I can't sing.
Well, it says cheer them up.
Oh, you guys are
really? Next level.
I know y'all don't really like me, but dang, come on.
Because we're both thinking the same thing.
No, you guys,
family.
You guys just really don't like me. It's fine.
You get a voice note from Trish, and she's singing like, "Oh, Trish
lies."
I'd be well.
It's like, is my life not hard enough?
You know what? All right, I'm gonna get y'all back. Don't y'all be mad when I get y'all back, okay?
July 11th, y'all watch your phones.
All right,
be careful.
Calling everybody.
July 12th.
I love you.
That's what I mean. You see?
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
July 12th is Simplicity Day, and it says Etch a Sketch Day. Y'all remember Etch a Sketch?
I do.
Now that's a simple. That's a simple day.
That's a good one. I like
that's
it.
That's a simple days. Like July 13th is Embrace Your Geekness Day.
Okay.
I'm a Marvel comic type of person.
Like, right.
I will totally watch Marvel all day. And July 14th is Shark Awareness Day.
Nice. Everybody, Bacon Shark.
Yo. Nisha, we need Bacon Sharks.
Is that
Nisha.
What we're talking about?
Nisha, well, we need Bacon Sharks.
You can. That could be your awareness. But if you're parasailing, I don't know if you guys saw that video of the guy parasailing and then the shark came and bit his foot.
Oh, no.
Where was that?
Like, yes.
This was like last week. Yes.
Clearly.
Nom, 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 nom. Bit the foot off.
His whole foot?
But just the foot?
Just the foot.
Okay.
Well, so what did he do?
I mean,
they
reeled him in. They reeled him in, I'm sure. So I don't know. I don't know about that parasailing situation for me. I've always wanted to, but I'm thinking twice. So those are your days of the week, folks.
Perfect. I'm going to sing to you, all of you guys. You guys check the group chat.
What's an anti-thank you? Like, if you want to tell a person, like, not, like I don't want to say thank you for that because I didn't want it. So what's an anti-thank you?
Oh, it's,
Does that exist?
Yeah, you say you're the best, Gina.
No, that's not.
Are you trying to prepare for your message to me when I sing to the group? You're rude.
I'm trying to think of an
anti- You know what I'm going to do? I have all your phone numbers. I'm going to do it individually. Anyway. That's just the way I am.
You know, there's a blocking feature on all phones.
It doesn't matter. I could still use a text now number. Don't try me.
Yeah, a text.
Oh no, no, I don't answer unknowns.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll get you guys.
So on that.
Hey, I'm Nani. Welcome to the OFC Business Zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods. Yeah. Black Egyptian. God summoned from heaven. Blessed, dressed in only go yard. Homie, go hard.
Woo-wee. Blessed, blessed, melanated rising again, everybody. This is the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Think of us first for all your community and your business needs. And this is the Business Zone where we bring you that melanated excellence.
Oh, you had that on time.
Well, you know, I've been practicing a little bit.
Yeah. Felicitations.
It's just the energy this morning. So I'm excited. Gina and I have a second favorite spot.
Yeah, outside of Pub.
Well, I have to say, because, you know, big shout out to the Pub St. Pierre because we're here. Thank you for giving us the space. But no, but right, actually, if I don't even want to say second, I want to say 1.1 because it's just in fairness, I can't have two ones. But I go to Berg's Canteen maybe once a week. I try. You know what I mean?
I even go when it's closed. Like, I've literally been there like, we're Sunday.
I've stood outside. I've stood outside and like, is anybody in the back? Maybe if I knock? No, it's that kind of thing.
And
guys,
on Monday too. I went at 5 on a Monday going against traffic. I was like, yo, I just want my coolie. And then I was just like, oh, it's Monday, eh? Okay.
Okay, so guys, so as you're listening to us and you're starting to salivate, thinking about what it is, we have the one and only Jackson online. Wait, first, I didn't do a mic check. Jackson, are you with us? Can you hear us?
Yes, I could hear you guys.
Okay,
how are you guys doing?
Super blessed.
Very good. And okay, so you're able to hear all the great things you're saying about the restaurant?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're trying to get hookups. That's why we're saying that. Okay.
No, so he's saying that for that. I'm just being genuine. This guy trying to mess up my coolie.
Jackson, thank you so much for being on with us this morning on the Empower Hour and on the Business Zone.
Well, thank you to you guys for inviting me.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. So, with no further ado, so before we jump in, can we first start with just having you introduce yourself to the community?
Okay. Well, I'm Jackson Joseph. I'm from Little Burgundy. Okay. And I'm the owner of Berg's Canteen.
You're super modest. Jackson's been working in the community for a long time. He's been helping a lot of community organizations. He's been a real support in Berg's. Jackson, and what I appreciate about Jackson, he keeps it 100. So Jackson, thank you for always keeping it real with us in the community and just being you. So,
well, thank you.
Ça me fait plaisir, Jackson. So now my question is, because you've been in Burgundy for a while, what was the inspiration behind creating Berg's Canteen?
Well, it started one night. Cousin was visiting from Boston, and he arrived late and he wanted to eat Haitian food, and he asked me if there was any takeout or Haitian restaurant where he could, you know, order some food. And I realized, no, we didn't have. We had one in the past and it was closed a while ago, so that's when the idea came to my head, you know what, we need one, you know. So
fill a need. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And so now, basically, for those who haven't been there, Again, I'm encouraging everybody to pop in, to come and check it out. But when you go in there, there's a feel of Burgundy in there.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So can you touch a little bit on that and why you felt that was important?
Well, first of all, Notre Dame in Little Burgundy became, we say in French, le couloir gastronomique. Okay. Mm-hmm. And a lot of little restaurants and bigger restaurants too was created. And I realized, you know what? L'offre de service ne tient pas compte de notre communauté. So that's when I said, you know what?
Mm.
You know, c'est une fenêtre d'opportunité. Je vais la saisir.
I like that.
Yeah, it took me 3 years. And I said, you know what? You know, I was working at Little Burgundy Sports Center.
Yeah.
You know, I was doing everything there, you know, intervention, whatever it takes. And I said, you know what? Mon mandat n'était pas à échéance. So let me, you know, give myself 3 years. Mm-hmm. You know, within 3 years. And I said, you know, I'm going to start, you know, looking for a spot. I was looking a little Burgundy to have Burg Centine. The name, it says a lot, you know, because it's Burg Centine. And Burgundy, it's like all of us from Burgundy, that's how we call our hood. We call it Burgs, so that's when the name is from. Wow. And I couldn't find a spot in Little Burgundy at a reasonable price, you know. The rent is very high.
Mm.
You know, commercial rent in Burgundy is high. So, so I said, you know what? Let me look around, you know. Mm-hmm. So I found one on Charlevoix, which is at the door of Little Burgundy, close to the bridge, you know, not too far from the canal. It's between the metro. It's actually, this alley is very, you know, there's a lot of traffic there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
It's a great spot, you know.
Exceptional location.
Yeah. They say in business, location is key. So I guess, they were right.
Yeah, talk about it.
So a lot of people transit, you know, from the Charlevoix Metro to go to, Little Burgundy or whatever, in Pointe-Saint-Charles, south of Verdun. So it's very, there's a lot of traffic there.
No, see that, and what, like, your location is key. I like the proximity. Everything, like I was saying, from the style, the ambiance, everything in your location. Again, encouraging people to come in, come pick up your food, you keep it moving. You could see some amazing Burgundy history all over the walls, and in the washroom, you could see a whole bunch of Canadian Black history, because you guys know we were talking about the Canadian Black history collectible cards we have. You could see the whole array, the whole 26 images. Jackson created a beautiful piece of artwork that he has hung in the washroom there, which is a great place because that's where we have time to read. So it's dope. So now, and it's like, it's my pleasure to have you on with us this morning, because you're also one of the businesses that we have in the Locals Helping Locals community. Like, it's like the business to business support campaign. So basically, the question I've been asking everybody, and for those, again, who were just hanging here for the first time, a couple of months ago, we had a company, websaver.ca. They sponsored the OFC. They gave us, it was like a $24,000 sponsorship. And the idea was, how do we support Black community? So we decided to put $20,000 of it into supporting businesses. And we basically just, gave each business like $1,000 just to support them. It's just like a little contribution. And we put up these amazing posters to help to promote the businesses. We promote the location as well as promoting other community businesses as well in that location. So that's the power of community supporting community. Jackson was one of the businesses, is one of the businesses taking part in the initiative and the campaign. And so I've been asking all the businesses, Jackson, so for you, why is it important that the community comes together and works together?
It is extremely important, you know, to help one another. And I think that's why One Full Circle is very, very important to me, because, you know, it's something that should have been done a while back, you know, a long time ago. So, and you guys are doing it well, very professional, and supporting